Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. In agriculture, there are about 4 months between planting and harvesting. During this time, the farmer waters and fertilizes, but doesn't yet get to enjoy the benefits of his harvest. This can be similar in our lives, and Apostle Paul knew this firsthand. He had spent time in Galatia sharing the gospel of Christ, and a church was born. However, later that they were close to departing from the very faith by which they had been saved. But Paul would not grow tired of doing good and knew that he would reap the benefit of his continual love for the church in the future. After all the love and care you provided to your child, he or she may have decided to leave the Christian values you taught them. God's word encourages you not to be weary and keep loving and praying for them. Maybe your family members or loved ones aren't followers of Jesus and reject any idea of becoming one. Scripture encourages you not to become weary and continue loving and praying for them. Doing the right thing always requires courage and patience, and there is a spiritual reward we will reap in heaven, if not on this earth. Do not be discouraged if you feel like your good deeds are going unnoticed. Apostle Paul wrote that we should not give up, for in due season we will reap. Now that is what we call encouragement. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Remember, my friends, do good to your enemy to win them. Do good to your friend to keep them. Shall we pray? God of glory and majesty, how glorious is your name in all the earth. This day we pray, help us, Lord, to do all the good we can, as long as we can, and as often as we can. Teach us, Spirit of God, to accept each other as brother and sister, and continue to love and pray for each other. In the prayer-answering name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.